Task 3. You will hear several people talking. After each extract, write the option that best summarizes what you hear. You will hear the extracts just once. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the sentences. Extract 0.
Save the Children says a survey carried out in 5 countries, India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Nigeria and Peru, shows that the latest spikes in food prices have compounded the chronic problem of child malnutrition. One parent in 6 said their children were abandoning school to help out by working for food. The agency says nearly a quarter of a billion parents in countries struggling with malnutrition have cut back on food for the family in the past year. And the risk is that many more children will now end up with physical and mental stunting. Save the Children says this comes after the world has made dramatic progress in reducing child deaths, but it will be undermined if no concerted action is taken. The agency wants Britain to lead the way in reducing hunger and protecting children from food price rises.
Extract number 1.
Ryanair's advertisements in The Guardian, The Independent and The Daily Telegraph showed women posing in bra and pants with the headline Red Hot Fares and Crew, one way from £9.99. Many people complained about the campaign online, and the Advertising Standards Authority received 17 complaints, claiming the ads objectified female cabin crew and were offensive. Ryanair said the ads promoted its cabin crew charity calendar, and since crew members volunteered to take part, it could not be seen to objectify women. But the ASA said the women's appearance, stance and gaze, together with the headline, would be seen as linking female cabin crew with sexually suggestive behaviour. It said the ads must not appear again.
Extract number 2.
A circus performer has been granted permission by the Canadian authorities to walk a tightrope over Niagara Falls later this year. Nick Walenda, who's 33, will be the first person in more than a century to attempt the 500-metre-long crossing. Mr. Walenda said he was delighted that the Niagara Parks Commission had dropped its opposition to his proposal.
This is a dream of mine ever since I was 6 years old. All of you guys know that. And to be there, you know, coming to the agreement, that's easy. We've always said we'll do whatever it takes to come to an agreement, whatever makes the parks feel comfortable. There was no point, even though I heard no, that I ever thought that this wasn't going to happen. To get that green light is, you know, feel like I'm on top of the world.
Extract number 3.
In 1952, Charlie Chaplin arrived for a film premiere in his native Britain. Files in the National Archives show the FBI then asked MI5 for information to link him to the Communist Party. MI5 found evidence of some left-wing sympathies, but little more. If they really want to whip up a case against Chaplin, they can read Pravda for themselves, one MI5 officer noted. MI5 was, however, unable to solve a mystery about where Chaplin had been born. The FBI thought his real name might even be Israel Thornstein, but checks in Britain drew a blank for his birth certificate or any evidence proving the actor's origins.
Extract number 4.
The pitch of a human voice can have a strong influence on the way we perceive people and what they say, but can it help politicians with the electorate? Former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher thought so, using vocal coaching to lower her voice over a period of time. And new research suggests that having a lower voice could win votes. Fictitious candidates, both male and female, were recorded saying the same phrase. The recordings were electronically converted to make versions with a higher and a lower pitch. Listeners taking part in the study, published in a Royal Society journal, were found to be more likely to vote for the candidate with the deeper voice, regardless of the speaker's gender.
Extract number 5.
Olympic gold medals were awarded in 1924 to every member of a 1922 attempt on Everest. Although the climbers had not reached the top, they came closer than anyone had before, an extraordinary achievement given the clothing and equipment available to them. One of the medal winners, Colonel Edward Strutt, made a promise that an Olympic gold medal would be taken to the peak. When Kenton Coole, who's already climbed Everest 9 times, heard that the promise had never been kept, he tracked down one of the medals and is hoping to reach the peak, carrying the medal, honouring that 88-year-old promise.
Extract number 6.
3 years ago, Labour overhauled the student visa system to reduce the scope for abuse and make it more efficient. But the National Audit Office says reforms were made without key controls in place. It meant students were allowed into the UK without proper checks on the colleges sponsoring them. The report says in the first year, student numbers increased by a third and estimates that between 40,000 and 50,000 people arrived to work rather than study. The chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Margaret Hodge MP, says it's one of the most shocking reports of poor management that she's seen. Ministers say new measures to stamp out abuse and restore order to the student visa system are beginning to bite.
Extract number 7.
3 months on since Mary Portis delivered her solutions for struggling high streets, the government says it's going to accept virtually all of her 28 varied recommendations, which range from penalties for negligent landlords to concessions in business rates for new local firms. The government's already launched a competition for 12 town centres to secure some cash and expertise to test the new ideas. There's also a new competition, the High Street X Fund, where the winning towns will share £1 million prize. And 100 local authorities with the highest number of empty shops will get £100,000 apiece to bring them back into use. It's not much money to solve what is a very big problem.
Extract number 8.
Consumers may not be aware, but websites track where you go online to make web surfing easier and to send you targeted advertising. The web privacy firm Trustee looked at the UK's 50 most popular websites and found that on average they had 14 trackers mostly bits of software called cookies, on every page. Over two-thirds were from external companies, usually advertisers. That's why if you look at an article about Greek holidays on one site, you may later see adverts for holidays elsewhere. Under a new EU law, website owners have until late May to get the consent of users to track them. Most have yet to comply, with many complaining that the cookie directive will make their sites unworkable.
This is the end of Task 3 and the end of the listening test.